Good morning and welcome to Antenna One Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director here at Red River Radio. And opening tonight at 8 p.m. on the stage of the Shreveport Little Theater is a production of August Wilson's play, Fences, a play which won the 1987 Pulitzer Prize for Drama and also the 1987 Tony Award for Best Play. And joining me this morning are the director of this production, Robert Alfred II, and Cy Richardson, who will be featured as the central figure in the play, Troy. Robert and Cy, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for inviting me.
Cy, can you tell us a little bit about August Wilson's 10-part cycle of plays and what Wilson is trying to convey to the audience?
Well, basically, it's a play cycle about the whole African-American experience in the 20th century. So there's 10 plays altogether, each one set in a different decade. So he wrote them. He didn't write them in chronological order in terms of the setting, but the first play he ever wrote was Jitney. But the first one that was produced and really put him on the map was Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. So there's Fences, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Jitney, Two Trains Running, King Henry II. So there's one play in every decade of the 20th century.
And in this particular play, the title Fences is an allegory, really.
Yeah.
And Cy, you're playing the central character, Troy. Can you tell me a little bit about his experience within this play and how it relates?
He's a man who was a baseball player and was very good. He managed to hit 7 home runs off of Satchel Paige, who was considered one of the best pitchers that ever was around during that period in time. And he never had a chance to play in the majors because he was an African American. So he took this and used it, not to use it, but he didn't want his son to go through the same kind of pain that he went through. And he felt like he wanted his son to have something better in life instead of going through the problems that he went through that he couldn't because of who he was. And so he found the time in his life to look for something that he wanted. And he, since it wasn't baseball, he was a truck driver. He became a truck driver. He was constantly looking for something till he could move higher and higher with his life.
The title Fences.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little, without being a spoiler, can you tell us a little bit about what we're leading up to in this play?
Well, like I said, I mean, the two major conflicts are between the father and son, Troy and Corey, who has dreams and aspirations, and the father is, to a certain sense, in a way, I think the son charges that he might see him as a rival, which may be true to a certain extent, but more, I think, as Cy said, he doesn't want his son to go through the same pain that he wants to. So he kind of stands in the way. The son sees him as standing in the way of his dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one, you know, fence between the two of them. And then you find out there is another conflict between the husband and wife, between Troy and Rose. Even though she provides the strength, in a sense, kind of turns his whole life around, they have a conflict between them, too. So that's another one, too. But I think a key line is Bono, his best friend. Rose asks him to build a fence, which doesn't get finished until toward the end of the play.
Mm-hmm.
And by the middle of the play, Bono says, you know, some people build fences to keep people in, some people build fences to keep people out. That kind of summarizes both those issues are really going on in the play of people trying to stay away or get to someone who has erected some kind of boundary around them. Also fences between Troy and his aspirations.
In the original Broadway premiere, James Earl Jones played the character Troy, and I know there was a recent revival of this play on Broadway. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I worked with James Earl Jones twice,
yeah.
And he was such a humble man, and for the type of parts he played with the strength he had, it's kind of difficult to believe that this was that same man, you know, with such strong voice. When I took over this character, the very first time we did it, 15 years ago, I saw him as being just a character. This time when I came back to do it, I saw him as my father because there was so much similarity in the fact that my father was a gospel singer and never managed to make the top where some of his friends did and how he did everything he could to keep me from being in the entertainment industry.
Mm.
You know, see? And so that's how I dealt with him this time, yeah.
And how about the rest of the cast that you have for this production? Can you give us a little bit of background about the folks that people are going to be seeing on the stage?
Sure. The actress who's playing the lead opposite Cy, Rose, is Sylvia Rochelle, and she's a local actor. She's been in a number of plays. And then Charles Montgomery, who was the other actor who was in the original production we did 15 years ago at SLT, is playing the same part, who is Gabe, the character who... is mentally challenged because he got injured in World War II. And then Harvard Taylor is playing Troy's oldest son. He's a local actor who graduated from Northwestern. And then there is Trey Davis, who plays his son. One of the major conflicts of the play is the relationship between the father and son, Troy, and his son, Corey. So Trey Davis is a local high school actor who is in the play. And then Jonathan Jackson is playing Troy's best friend, Bono. So.
That's Fences, a Pulitzer Prize-winning play, which opens tonight at Shreveport Little Theater. You can contact the Little Theater box office for information and showtimes at 318-424-4439. That's 318-424-4439. Robert and Cy, I want to thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
All right. This has been a 1001 Spotlight for Red River Radio. I'm Bill Beckett.
Troy, you're hurting my arm.
I got everything I got. Don't you lie to me.
Troy!
Don't you lie to me.
Mama.
Troy!
Don't you talk about me not taking it. All right?
Troy, no. Please, Troy, no.
Don't strike out. That's strike two. You stay away from me, boy. Don't you strike out.